Chapter 22. 8 years old was Josiah when he began to reign, and for 31 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah from Bozkath. And he proceeded to do what was right in Jehovah's eyes, and to walk in all the way of David his forefather, and he did not turn aside to the right or to the left. And it came about in the 18th year of King Josiah, that the king sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the secretary, to the house of Jehovah, saying, Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, and let him complete the money that is being brought into the house of Jehovah that the doorkeepers have gathered from the people, and let them put it into the hand of those doing the work, the appointed ones in the house of Jehovah, that they may give it to those doing the work who are in the house of Jehovah to repair the cracks of the house, to the craftsmen and the builders and the masons, and to buy timbers and hewn stones to repair the house. Only no accounting should be taken of the money with them into whose hand it is being put, for it is in faithfulness that they are working. Later Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, The very book of the law I have found in the house of Jehovah. So Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he began to read it. Then Shaphan the secretary came in to the king and replied to the king and said, Your servants have poured out the money that was to be found in the house, and they keep putting it into the hand of the doers of the work, the ones appointed in the house of Jehovah. And Shaphan the secretary went on to tell the king, saying, There is a book that Hilkiah the priest has given me. And Shaphan began to read it before the king. And it came about that as soon as the king heard the words of the book of the law, he immediately ripped his garments apart. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the secretary, and Asaiah the king's servant, saying, Go inquire of Jehovah in my own behalf, and in behalf of the people, and in behalf of all Judah concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is Jehovah's rage that has been set afire against us over the fact that our forefathers did not listen to the words of this book by doing according to all that is written concerning us. Accordingly Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Asaiah went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, the caretaker of the garments, as she was dwelling in Jerusalem in the second quarter. And they proceeded to speak to her. In turn she said to them, This is what Jehovah the God of Israel has said. Say to the man that has sent you men to me, This is what Jehovah has said. Here I am bringing calamity upon this place and upon its inhabitants, even all the words of the book that the king of Judah has read, due to the fact that they have left me, and have gone making sacrificial smoke to other gods in order to offend me with all the work of their hands. And my rage has been set afire against this place, and will not be extinguished. And as to the king of Judah who is sending you to inquire of Jehovah, this is what you should say to him. This is what Jehovah the God of Israel has said. As regards the words that you have heard, for the reason that your heart was soft, so that you humbled yourself because of Jehovah, at your hearing what I have spoken against this place and its inhabitants, for it to become an object of astonishment and a malediction, and then you ripped your garments apart and began weeping before me. I have heard, is the utterance of Jehovah. That is why here I am gathering you to your forefathers, and you will certainly be gathered to your own graveyard in peace. And your eyes will not look upon all the calamity that I am bringing upon this place. And they proceeded to bring the king the reply.